the news.
Sri Lanka is still dealing with the aftermath of the most devastating economic crisis since independence. A year after the massive riots, the government is without popular support and there are geopolitical rivalries intensifying in its neighborhood. The protests known as the Arigaleya protests were triggered by the economic crisis and led to mass resignations across the government, with former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa fleeing the country in July 2022. Sri Lanka had since secured an IMF deal and its economy was well on its way to a slow recovery path. However, there are still concerns on the human rights front as the current government of Rana Wickremesinghe has cracked down on further protests and continues to delay elections. Sri Lanka's economy appears to be recovering slowly and steadily, but governance challenges must be overcome to maintain this momentum. Its domestic politics, economy, and foreign relations have evolved 1 year after countrywide protests. Wickremesinghe's government is engaged in a sustained effort to enact repressive laws that silence dissent and limit media and civil society freedoms. Although the conditions of the IMF bailout package have prompted the government to propose some reforms, such as a new anti-corruption law, the lack of political will makes it unlikely that these initiatives will drive a change in government behavior. Especially since those sitting in parliament are the same people who were part of the Gotabaya Rajapaksa regime and are responsible for the multidimensional crisis Sri Lanka is still facing.